care for EEE monitoring?
KR4, I didn't catch the last part. This is KQ4FZY Mobile. How are you today?
This is KR4EEE. I think I got your call sign right, KQ4SCY. I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for the response.
Name is Rob. I'm just getting off of work, headed home, going to go sit in the air conditioning for a little bit. How about you?
Conditioning sounds good. I'm working on a new rig, trying to manage battery backup. I've booked everything with the storms to try a battery with a trickle charge I got in preparation for tomorrow and some of this weather. So just tooling around and wanted to make sure that I could at least hit the repeater as I program this thing.
Signal is really strong. You're coming in clear. I'd say you're hitting the repeater just fine.
Excellent. Got to love it when a plan comes together. It's a 991 Alpha, and just using a J-pole for now. Just building this thing out slowly but surely. Good to know that you can hear it.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Did you make the J-pole or did you buy it?
It's a November 9 TAX. hanging off the window.
Wanted to get into learning how to make some antennas on my own. They say dipoles are pretty easy. I figured I'd start with those, but I've watched some videos of people making J-poles as well. So I guess it's just practice.
I'll admit I was lazy, bought this one, but have seen some pretty cool ideas out there. One of these days I'll find the time to put some of them together. So I can stop spending my wife's money. KR4EE.
KJ4CQD Mobile.
I saw one YouTube video where a guy was living in a small apartment building or something, and couldn't have antennas because of restrictions. He actually built a little J-pole and had it disguised in a planter with he rigged some fake plants and stuff hanging off of it. It was a pretty cool little stealth J-pole.
Previous speaker, KJ4 CTD Mobile.
Previous call, KR4 EEE.
4 Charlie Tango Delta. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Well, conversation.
Problem, you're welcome to come in. I was just sitting here on the side letting y'all have at it for a minute. KQ4SCY.
This is KR4EEE. Yeah, come on, jump in. I've got a couple more minutes left.
Okay, what's your name? My name's Wyatt.
Hey, Wyatt, I'm sorry. And Rob, this is Greg. I'm sitting in Hendersonville.
That's good. Call or a KR call?
Kilo Romeo 4, Echo.
A call, I think. How long have you had your license?
In May. Yep, very new.
For field day, I heard you had a new radio.
I picked up an NHTone 578 last month, and also got a new-to-me 991, Yaesu 991A, earlier this week, and have been messing around with it with battery backup. With the storms and seeing how I might be able to mess with it tomorrow.
You a member of one of the clubs up there at Hendersonville?
Over to Hendersonville Jackson Park tomorrow. I don't know that if I'm an official member yet. Definitely on a Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society and then West Cars.
Well, field day is a good day to pick up new information that you may or may not already have, but actually see it in practice. And I'm looking for a new radio too. All my radios have gone and gotten themselves old. But so I'm actually going to be shopping radios tomorrow at field day. And then I'm going up to the Waynesville Ham Fest, and maybe I can acquire a radio there.
Yeah, getting old happens to the best of us. KR4EEE.
Radio to me is actually a Flex 1500 QRP, and but my mainstay right now is the Icon 7000, and I have a TF 2000, but it has this horribly annoying problem that when you press the tune button, it stays in transmit, and the only way to get it off of transmit is to turn the radio off, turn it back on, then you got to retune again, so I can only run it with an external tuner.
Sound like a fun process. I'm, as I said to somebody else earlier today, my eyes are bigger than my stomach when it comes to this stuff, so I'm going to focus on these two radios for a long time, for as long as I can, and just learn them.
Radios for cheap, that's your best bet, because new radios these days are running, both the 705, Icon 705, and the new Yaesu are both $1,500 or so dollars, and that's your cheapest radio.
Yeah, I saw that. It was down in Atlanta, stopped in an HRO. Prices were a little bit more than I thought they would be, so used is good, and so far so good.
Really hoping that the FTX1 would be a bit more, at least closer to the 705, but as far as capabilities. But they didn't quite make it there. They almost made it there. Not quite.
Don't have much to compare it to. So far, so good on this one. The 705 was tempting, though. But I don't see a whole lot of used ones out there at the moment.
I haven't actually seen any used 705s. Most people just, once they acquire it, they keep it. That's their forever radio until it breaks. But like I said, all my radios were new to the world in like 2010-ish.
Now, I got a plan on keeping this one a long time.
D-Mobile. Yeah, I shouldn't complain. The transmitters I work on for work, my oldest one is just barely solid state, and it was installed in the ground in like 1979. So I can't complain too much that my radios are only, 15 years old.
Yeah. Well, I hope you can find what you're looking for in the next couple of weeks, couple of months.
But my wife did approve me, $1,500 that I did not spend when I went to Orlando's Ham Fest. So I still have that to spend. But I just bought her floors, so we'll see how that goes.
We'll be able to get two.
Probably. But, guys, we're reflooring our house, and, this is the last room we have to do. We only have one staircase left to do, and then we're done with the house until something breaks, which hopefully, knock on wood, will not be anytime soon.
Excellent. Wyatt, great chatting with you. Rob, too, if you're still out there. I'm going to clear and get ready for my last meeting of the day at 5 o'clock on a Friday. Be safe. KR4EEE. Clear.
Welcome to you, and, that's terrible timing, 5 o'clock on a Friday for a meeting. Good luck. Catch you later. Catch you for CTZ Mobile.
Yeah, lousy timing. I told this person never to do that again. We'll see. 70.
Whoever that other person was.